Oh my gosh, we are beyond ecstatic about this. We've put a lot of hard work into the last 3 months, and you know, our staff is absolutely incredible. They work tough, work really hard all year long just trying to save lives. And this was really huge for us, because for 3 months with waived adoption fees, it definitely draws more people here, which is why we did it. But the intake of animals was also really high. So our staff worked so hard, and you know, to know that we won in our division is very rewarding, but even more so to see that just the number of animals we were able to save this year compared to last year is just incredible.
And give me the totals again. I know Luke talked about them, but give me the totals again on the number of animals saved.
Oh, it was over 2,000 for the three-month period.
The three-month period is
August, September, and October.
August, September, and October. Yeah. You did that at the same time as Sandy hit the Baltimore area. You guys had to evacuate. Tell me about that.
We did. That was incredible. You know, with Sandy, everything was very unclear. We were talking a lot with the National Weather Services about what they thought Sandy might do. And at one point, it looked like she was going to skim right across our area. And they thought we'd get hit real hard. On a normal rain, our shelter can flood sometimes because of the drainage system, and we're on the harbor. So we couldn't take the risk. So we knew we had to evacuate. And thankfully, First Mariner offered their arena for us to relocate to. And we put a call out to volunteers to come help us move, and we got 200 animals out of our shelter in 2.5 hours set up at the arena.
And you guys were evacuated for a couple of days? Was it a day?
It was one full night.
One full night.
We left on Monday morning, and we came back on Tuesday afternoon.
That's wonderful.
So we spent the night there, and everybody was safe and sound and came back. And again, it was incredible just the community support that we had, and then our staff, and everybody was just so dedicated to making sure they were safe.
What do you guys going to do with the money?
Well, now it's going to help us to, again, increase our adoptions. It will go towards spay and neuter and medical care for our animals here.